What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debater Fans. I am AJ.
I am DJ.
I am JJ.
I'm throwing these guys a curveball because we're all hangry the day before Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Hungry. You're not hungry? Well, what? Kiss my ass, okay? We're all going to get some little food.
Bitch.
But remember, I told you that my work was going to take me out for Thanksgiving dinner.
And did they?
Yes.
Nice. Where?
It's like this nice Central American fusion.
Okay. Well, most likely this will be aired on Thanksgiving Day, so everyone have a happy Thanksgiving to football. Because that's all that matters. But we're just gonna talk about NFL news. We're gonna react to DJ's Raiders loss. Heavily disappointed game. You know, Jalen Ramsey was all over Devontae Adams.
That was a good game.
Colts cut their
Shaq Leonard.
They're three-time Pro Bowler.
Sorry.
They cut him. Yeah. I wasn't seeing this. I want to get your guys' reaction to Colts owner saying something about him feeling discriminated, which is kind of funny. And we'll react to the Travis Bowl, the Kelce Bowl, the family reunion, whatever they want to call it. And then we'll just do predictions because, you know, Thursday football starts at, what, 9 a.m. or something like that?
Yeah.
We'll react to all the games. But, DJ, how did your Raiders look against the power of the Miami Dolphins?
They look good. They look like a real playoff team. I think the only issue was that
I agree. The Dolphins look like a playoff team.
I think it was just miscues between the quarterback and Devontae Adams mostly.
He keeps throwing him a little too high that he has to jump in the air.
No, what he does is I don't think he understands exhaustion in a game.
Especially Miami.
And he feels like Devontae Adams is going to run full sprint. Because those are the passes he was throwing, I think he was tone deaf in understanding his players and how wide receivers, they are fast on like maybe first or two second down out of a water break. But when you're in there all game and you've been in there running all game, you can't just hit the turbos, you know? And I think he was overthrowing him. There's one or two catches that even Tucker could have made. Jacoby Myers too. That touchdown pass. I don't know if it was Jacoby Myers or not. I think it might have been, but this just.
I think it was Myers.
Yeah, so it was one of those things.
But did Devontae catch one too?
He dropped one. He dropped the crucial one in fourth down. It's just I think the title of the game would probably be all the drop balls by Las Vegas.
Dropping babies, Oakland Raiders. Yep.
Las Vegas Raiders is dropping balls all over, man. It was a gruesome game. But other than that,
Devontae caught a touchdown. Devontae caught a touchdown, not Jacoby Myers.
I just know Devontae gave me 21
fantasy. Well, I thought you meant if he dropped one. Yeah, he dropped one too.
Yeah, 7 catches for 82 yards, 1 touchdown.
Yeah,
I think that's good.
But not if you did all those yards in the first half.
But I just feel like
that's really bad.
Jalen Ramsey, you know how they always had that rivalry, Jalen Ramsey and Devontae Adams?
He didn't.
Yes, yeah, Jalen had 3 interceptions on.
Not on Devontae Adams.
On Aiden, on your quarterback.
Yeah, but not Devontae Adams. Adams burned them. It's just that O'Connor couldn't get to him.
Trying to see.
Jalen Ramsey just took advantage of a rookie quarterback.
Jalen Ramsey got 2 interceptions.
He took advantage of a rookie quarterback, and he was just got lucky. That's it. It was just like that last touchdown pass. O'Connor shouldn't have aired the ball, and he should have done a better. He should target somebody else. Did I like the risk of it? Yes, but it was just too much air ball, and it was easy pickings for Jalen Ramsey.
I like
if it was Devontae Adams, Jalen Ramsey wouldn't have gotten that pick.
Because yeah, but
it's just passed it to a rookie, and rookies don't understand that you have to be more aggressive when it's a floating ball, and you're because a lot of people are like, why would you pass it when he's double covered? I was like, he wasn't double covered, it was man on
until
he floated the ball, Jalen, and then that did enough time for Jalen to get there. That's why Jalen was able to run crazy, just get there. And then just jump in the air, one arm it, and pretty much hurt himself.
He got the air knocked out of him.
Hurt himself.
Air.
Hurt himself. It's just, he just.
But you saw him after he got up. He was like, yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't have to play no more. If he still had to play,
like, yeah,
he would have been good. Yeah, he's old.
So yeah, two interceptions. Huh? Isn't this his like first game or back or second game back?
Second.
You didn't tell me that Jalen Ramsey looks good?
No. Yes. Your quarterback make Jalen Ramsey look really good.
See, this is why sometimes I don't know if you're playing with me or you're saying the truth. I feel like you're playing with me, but I'll just pretend. I'll just get over it. No, Jalen Ramsey, he's washed up. But, yes, he's smart. He's good. But he's not Jalen Ramsey no more.
Is he washed up or is he good?
Huh?
Is he washed up or is he good?
He's not Jalen Ramsey.
So he's washed up.
I'm saying he's good because
he's mid.
Because he's smart and he knows how to play the position. But he was just fortunate and he was at the right time or at the right place. That's it.
Yeah.
The first pick, I'll give it to him. The first pick, that was him. But the second pick, it was just a rookie throwing to a rookie. Tucker should have been a lot more aggressive.
A lot of forced fumbles, I remember the game. From both sides of the team. From like the Tua fumble to like one of your wide receivers fumble. Like it was just like.
No, the wide receiver didn't fumble.
Someone fumbled from the Raiders.
No.
We picked them up and returned it back to a touchdown.
See, you weren't watching the game. He wasn't watching the game.
Sorry, it was a tight end then.
He wasn't watching the game.
Yeah.
Come on, Albert.
I know it happened. He doesn't remember because he wants to like.
No, so if you would have been watching the game and actually watched the game, that was actually he didn't catch the ball.
Oh, so now he didn't catch the ball. That's right.
See. Okay, now he remembers.
Now I remember. See, I don't remember Ellery.
See, and you're telling me, do you trust his memory more than mine?
Yes.
I never said that. On the record, never said who I trusted more.
On the record.
It was one of those things. Yeah, if you watch the game, you just watch highlights, yes, you would assume that was a touchdown.
It was returned back. Okay. JJ, you were at SoFi Stadium.
Yes,
against
the
Seahawks. I wasn't able to watch the game. Tell me what happened.
It was very shitty on behalf of the Rams in the first half. However, they brought light in the last drive, even though they didn't make anything of it.
Empty calories?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when it's like, when the game doesn't really matter, I don't think the defense plays as hard. Because they don't want
to
get hurt.
Going into the half, what was the score?
It was 16-7. Did we miss a field goal? No. 16-7.
16-7.
Or 13. 13-7. We were down.
Daryl Henderson looked good though.
And he got cut.
He got cut.
Oh wow, like that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, just like that, dude.
I guess Royce Freeman and their rookie
Kyrie Williams is back.
I think he's getting closer.
Coming back. Yeah. He's coming back.
Why would they cut him though? He was the best guy there. Is it, but he doesn't really have any potential anymore. His cap I think
they just put him on a practice squad. They cut him.
But he did help you guys, you know, not win, but at least made it a more interesting game when Kyrie Williams was out.
Yeah, and I have to say Royce Freeman actually flourished a little bit more against the Seahawks. Although our defense got exploited by the run game. He was just getting run up the field all the time.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. Horrible to watch. The ambience was dope, though. Many Seahawks fans, as you know, almost like a Seahawks stadium.
Damn.
Of course. But.
Rams don't really have any fan base.
Shut up.
It's okay, man. We're building.
You guys were champions too. That's kind of weird.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
All Rams fans fake. All Rams fan fake.
Would you rather have a small fan base with a championship team or a big fan base
that are a bunch of losers?
Haven't won in over 20 years.
That just means that they're really loyal to the organization.
Okay, that's man. Good. What has that gained? Still losing, what have you gained from that?
A lot of heart.
Oh, a lot of grit.
Heartache.
Thick skin.
A lot of heartache.
Loyalty.
Alka-Seltzer. A lot of disappointment.
A lot of crying.
Yeah, dude.
All honestly, the good stuff.
I think it's fine, just like that.
I even told you. Oh, yeah, I did.
You didn't say anything. See what I'm telling you?
No, earlier in the season where I told you the story about this Raider fan that he has to stop watching the games because he's gained too much depression, anxiety from watching his team get demolished. Granted, it was during Josh McDaniels, so maybe he came back.
Maybe. The last few seconds of the game where it was 17-16 and the Seahawks just needed to kick the ball between the posts. Their kicker that kicked all their three field goals did not show up in the last.
So you guys won that game?
We won the game by a point.
Nice.
Dude, we kid you not. I was like, ah. I was losing my mind.
Have you ever been to a Rams game when they win? You haven't?
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember that Tuesday we went to watch a football game without
against the Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We also went to the Coliseum against the Cardinals.
Without. We were too good that day.
I really wanted to go see the Browns, but I'm like, ugh.
The Cardinals won that game.
The Cardinals did not win that game. They got shut out.
Well, sticking with the Raiders before we leave.
In the Coliseum?
Yeah, this is way.
That's the game that we
watched. According to Adam Schefter, DJ, sources around the NFL expect that the New York Jets will make another run at pursuing a trade for Devontae Adams again this offseason, trying once and for all to pair him up with Aaron Rodgers.
So what does that have to do with me?
I'm just giving you thoughts. Some thoughts.
Yeah, so what does that even mean?
That there's rumors that Jets will pursue Devontae Adams this offseason.
So there's rumors that I'm going to walk home.
Well, not rumors, but there's
I'm not gonna walk
chitter
home.
Chatter. There's, you know, we're on the street.
There's rumors.
There's like a bullet. Hey, man.
I walk to work.
That GM.
I don't walk to work.
That GM from New York.
See what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say.
This is I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger right here. You know? Don't kill a messenger, but at the end of the day.
Is it true that DJ is going to be the worst in the league? Yes.
Let's just be hypothetical here. What if the Jets do confirm? Yeah, okay. The Raiders.
You get I didn't hear what you said. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Takes off his retainer.
I know. Fuck my retainer, dude. You can't hear me when I talk.
Fuck your good teeth.
But let's hypothetically say that the Jets do confirm a trade with the Raiders.
Okay.
What will you want to see as a trade package?
I think Garrett Wilson would be like.
Yes, it has to be.
Give me for him.
No.
And a draft
pick. Really? No Garrett Wilson?
I would say a draft pick.
What about number one?
You have 1 year in your contract that's left, right?
What about a 1 year? A first round pick and Garrett Wilson.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good trade.
Garrett Wilson or a number one overall pick?
I'd rather get a number one overall pick. What am I going to do with a good wide receiver with no quarterback?
I mean, Garrett Wilson's still young.
Well, that's the situation you're in right now.
Yeah, but if I get a number one overall pick, are the Jets, what's the Jets record?
Ass.
That means a high draft pick.
So will you pick a wide receiver or you pick up like a defensive player?
If I had a high draft pick?
Yeah, let's say Jets end up with the fifth overall pick.
I would try to trade up. I'll trade up and get a quarterback.
I don't know. We don't know yet.
Leave O'Connell? O'Connell?
I'm telling you what I'll do. I don't know why you're acting surprised.
Oh, my Lord. I thought you said O'Connell, I trust.
He's the best man for the job right now, yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not see this, but.
Yeah, you're asking like all the quarterbacks, how they have flourish. Yeah, I was like.
CJ, whoo!
He's good.
My man has no floor. He has.
They're strong.
Either that, I'll get another lineman, offensive lineman.
And I heard
or linebacker.
I heard since Patrick Mahomes lost to the Eagles, that there's some sports betting books that they're saying that CJ Stroud is leading the odds and winning league MVP.
I think he should win
rookie MVP.
No
league.
I mean, yes, offensive rookie of the year. Plus league MVP.
I don't think so.
It's a stretch.
If he makes the playoffs, I'll say sure.
CJ?
Yeah, but it's one of those things where.
I think he will. I think they will.
I know, I'm just saying. If he does, you never know, man.
So if you had a vote for you, it would be like if he makes it in, if he takes his team to the playoffs, he wins league MVP.
I think so. As a rookie?
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where it's not that he's the reason why they made it to the playoffs. I feel like it was one of those things where a puzzle was being made and he was the last puzzle and then it just worked out, which is great.
The most crucial puzzle, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, look at Carolina. God, imagine being Carolina.
But they're in different positions, though. Carolina was on the downturn while the Texans were on the upturn.
That's true.
Okay, I'm gonna throw an anomaly. I'm gonna add a curveball. We're gonna talk about who has the hottest seats. and as NFL coaches. Okay. So we finished with the Rams. We finished with the Raiders. We'll see how the season ends. Maybe we can both get into the wild card spots. But let's talk about hot seats. Who do you guys think?
Brandon Staley.
1A. 1A, you're almost guaranteed he's going to get fired. And 1B, his seat is very warm, very hot. So I'll go first. 1A, I think he's for sure going to get fired, and I don't like it. Ron Rivera from the Commanders.
That sucks because everything was torn down from that team.
He's literally working with nothing. And obviously, it's a writing on the wall because with new management steps in, you know what they do. Unless the guy's like a Super Bowl MVP trophy coach and everything. But yeah, I think he's unfortunately out. And especially losing to a third string quarterback with the against the Giants.
Oh, true. You're right. The Giants looks good. Well,
that's
Jim Harbaugh for the job. Just kidding. JK, JK.
So who you guys, do you guys have any other names that's like you almost, you guys?
Brandon Staley. I think them losing, they lost to the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lions.
It's just they have not, they're like, I think, 4-6.
The Lions, for sure.
Yeah, I believe they're 4-6. I was like,
they're still in a hunt.
Yes, they are. But it's just, it feels like all their matchups, they have lost, not because of, I think, just like miscues here and there.
Right. Coaching decision.
Because Justin Herbert, I don't like him, but he looks good out there. And Austin Eckler, he's not a scrub. He's getting his yards. Like in the last game, Austin Eckler, I think, was averaging 5 yards per carry. Mm-hmm. But they didn't run the ball. Like, how would you not run the ball when you're averaging 5 yards per carry? That's pretty much automatic first downs.
And then considering the fact that we're talking about the Chargers, right?
Yes, we are talking about the Chargers. Okay.
Yeah, and considering that you have Kellen Moore, that's supposedly a good offensive coordinator to kind of buff up that team, and nothing's really going anywhere. It's like almost the same.
Well, I feel like Kellen Moore is doing his job because they're putting up high points. The defense is the Achilles heel. Their defense is dead last, and it's funny because Brandon Staley comes with the quote unquote defensive background when he was with the Rams.
Did you even see his press conference? His last press conference
against the Packers? He snapped at the report, like, don't stop asking me that question. Like, I feel like when a coach snaps at a report, I'm like, you lost it. You're on, like.
He doesn't like Justin Herbert? Because it kind of felt like he was, he put Justin Herbert on blast. He threw him under the bus.
He threw every single player on blast because he says, I'm doing everything correct. I'm doing my best I can. If we just need execution. We need our players to execute. So you're saying it's the player's fault then?
It kind of felt like that because he was saying that the defense is good. It's just what the offense can't make turn stuff.
You can't say that shit, man.
You can't say, you can't. So it's can't like, say that shit. At this point, you lost the locker room because you threw your players on the bus. You never throw your players on the bus.
Yeah, never. even quarterback. Like I say, I don't know if you saw Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, so I finally figured out why Jai Thoreau got fired.
What?
For the Raiders?
Why?
Yeah.
Because of the same reason, he lost his team.
Oh.
So it was
because he threw players under the bus?
No, it was the whole situation with the kneeling down. He told his team that none of my players would be better kneeling down. I don't care.
Oh, he said that.
Yeah, he basically said like,
if you do it, you're done.
Yeah, like, you're not on my team. Like pretty much he threatened them that you better not do this.
Damn.
And that's the reason why the next season he wasn't with the team anymore.
That makes more sense.
Even though he was a great coach for the Raiders.
I liked him.
Yeah.
I liked him. That makes more sense.
Why does he remind me of Doug Peterson?
Doug Peterson, Jack Del Rio? They kind of look similar.
I think Doug Peterson should be in a hot seat too. Isn't he from the Carolina, right? He's Carolina's coach?
Was? Yeah. He won the championship, but then was let go.
Hot seat. Doug Peterson. I'm going to say hot seat, Robert Saleh.
That's not fair.
The Jets head coach.
I think getting rid of Nathaniel Hackett. Oh,
okay. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. So what do you guys think? Should the Jets bring back Nathaniel Hackett or get rid of him?
They fucking don't do shit.
If you fire Nathaniel Hackett, are you risking Aaron Rodgers being upset? And then him struggling?
Yeah, because I don't think it's
And then Aaron Rodgers saying like, oh, you know, they let go of the guy that I knew how to run my office with. So now, yeah, I don't know how we can work this out.
I don't think that's the right choice.
But like, damn, but Nathaniel,
he ran in.
Is it him or is it? Why did he sack Zach Wilson? He's not the starter no more.
No, they're done.
No, they're done because Robert Saleh knew that he was going to lose the locker room if Zach Wilson was going to start again.
Well, they lost them from the first game.
but who else do you have on that team?
As cap backup quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Trevor Siemian is there.
He's a backup to
Tyler something is there.
No, what I'm saying is,
there's no one.
This should never have been in this situation. Your starter was Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and they lost him in the first
game. And you lost him in the first minute and 46
Which is
seconds.
Weird because Aaron Rodgers has usually been very consistent. He's been
one of those freak accidents.
Yeah.
But
do you give him a year?
Do you give Nathaniel Hackett one
more year? Yes, I give
him. I think you have to because you can't risk getting Aaron Rodgers upset.
Aaron Rodgers is very finicky and emphasis on finicky.
Anything will upset him.
And anything he even would, took a jab
He took a jab at Travis Kelce because
he'll get startled.
Because you know how he came out in that Pfizer commercial with Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers calls him Mr. Vaccino.
To who?
Travis Kelce.
Crazy.
A little bitch. Who cares?
I like Kelce. He's been on a lot of commercials.
Yeah, ever since the official.
Personally, I don't like his personality, but I can root for the guy.
Do you like Aaron Rodgers' personality?
Huh?
You like Aaron Rodgers' personality?
Who do I like better, Aaron Rodgers?
Ask you a question. Kelce?
I like Kelce's personality better.
I like Kelce's personality better than Rodgers.
All right now.
Would you not?
Huh?
Would you not pick Kelce's
personality? As a teammate, yeah.
No, personality.
No, no.
You're going to a bar.
I am just singling out personality. Okay. That's it.
Yeah, I just.
You can pick somebody else. I don't care.
He's the opposition.
Business wise, I'll talk to Russell Wilson.
Huh?
If I had to talk business wise, I'll talk to Russell Wilson. He seems like he knows his shit about business.
Russell Wilson doesn't talk to people. I don't know where you're getting your information from. I don't know where you're getting your information from.
Oh my God.
That was fucking good.
He has no friends, man.
So I think Robert Saleh is getting warm.
It's getting warm, but it's not.
Who else?
Enough.
I think it's just.
What about Bill Belichick? Guaranteed gone?
I think he's gone. I think he should be gone.
He should. At the end of the year.
I think he should go to a team that.
Contenders. Okay.
Contend. Yes.
Chargers? Or I think there's someone else that.
I think the Chargers would be a really good fit for him.
But okay. Maybe Bill can. Maybe Bill's the
Bill
anomaly.
Bill was good with defense. You give him a defensive team. That's a defensive team.
Maybe Bill's the anomaly. But like, don't you feel like when older coaches can vibe with the younger players and that's why there's a disconnect?
No, Doug Peterson's doing just fine. He's older.
No, I think it's one of those things where if there is a because usually a lot of younger, I don't know, I can't say it's for sure, but I'm from my work experience and from my experience in my field, usually younger employers or younger people, they try to be your friend, and they some of them don't really understand that it's a business. And being friends is cool, but at the end of the day, you got to get stuff done. And Bill Belichick is the type of guy where I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to win. And you want that energy? You want the attitude? I'll give it to you. While some other coaches might be like, oh, yeah, let's be friends. Let's be cool. But once it comes to having those hard conversations, they might not be able to have those conversations.
Now, Bill is both GM and coach.
Yes.
People were saying, like, if Bill can't stay in New England, if he's willing to let go of the GM role, bring someone else to be GM. You think Bill is willing to let go of that power?
No. Even if he knows it's the right choice, I think he wouldn't do that just for ego.
So.
Because he is the guy.
So you think he'll come to the Chargers and be only solely his coach?
Yes, because I feel like that is not a downgrade. But if he stays there, I feel like that's a downgrade. He's like digressing instead of if he goes to another team, it's just like new beginnings. But if he stays there and they step him down, I think it's like a shot at his ego.
Yeah, because you let go.
You strip away a part of him.
Yeah, you basically, it's like you're dehumanizing somebody. You strip away something.
But the Chargers didn't sound like a bad idea for him to be in.
That is a really good team. That was a good suggestion. That team
is good in the sense of Chargers.
I just remember another player another coach who's most likely going to get fired. Matt Eberflus from the Bears.
The interim head coach?
No, the head coach.
He's actually the head coach?
Oh, fuck. He hasn't been fired.
After almost 11 weeks, I thought he was the interim
head coach. He's been the coach for 3 years.
But I think he's done a really good job with without Justin Fields being on the field.
Mm. Wait, did you say he's been the head coach for 3 years?
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I'll Google it right now.
Head coaches for their...
That's another weird team where it's like, what happened to that team?
They were up there and somehow they went down there.
You think Justin Fields the guy though? Hmm? You think Justin Fields the guy?
I think so. I think he's not equipped properly in any sort of way.
I think he was
DJ Moore's not enough.
Just next to Trevor Lawrence, one of the better quarterbacks of his draft.
I think so. I think if you give him the right tools.
Sorry, 2022.
Yeah, he's only been there for a year.
Yeah, I was about to say. I thought he's
no there. Damn, I feel like he's been there longer. No, Matt Nagy.
Yeah, Matt Nagy was there for a long time. Yeah. Then got let go.
That's why I was like, I don't feel like he should be fired. I feel like he's done a really good job this season with the tools that he's had.
Well, I'm going to tickle JJ's feather right now. Strong sources in the NFL has said if the Bears decide to move on from their head coach, they will strongly pursue... Your man, Jim Harbaugh.
It's not my man, but I think he's a good coach.
Why? Because the GM or something, or the vice president or something, used to be the top head honcho for the Big Ten.
Well, they're right there. They're across the state.
Exactly. So they have good. So this commissioner knows, this person knows how to handle Jim Harbaugh. And whether we like it or not, Jim Harbaugh did save Alex Smith's career, and he did turn Colin Kaepernick to the first, I'll say, two-way player.
I thought it was, I guess they did. Then he went to the Chiefs.
Yes.
And Alex Smith was still
okay. Because Colin Kaepernick exploded, you know, he.
Yeah.
So.
They should have kept Alex Smith.
They should have drafted, 49ers should have drafted Aaron Rodgers.
But they didn't. Damn, that, the way that they draft quarterbacks is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, long-term quarterbacks, Joe Montana, Steve Young, and then after that, Alex Smith.
But yeah, I think he's gone too. I think Bears head coach is gone.
I don't think so.
No?
The coach that's getting warm, not too warm, like not to be worried, Matt LaFleur.
What about Packers head coach?
I think it's getting warm, but it's not like concerning.
Matt LaFleur, like he said. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't that the same guy?
Yeah,
Matt LaFleur.
Packers head coach.
It's not. I already said that.
Yeah, I think so because the Packers fans gone or warm? I think he's hot right now, dude.
Okay, hot. Oh.
Yeah, because Packer fans they expect excellence, dude. They're Jordan great. Loves
the guy. Fans don't dictate if says he comes who or goes.
Is Jordan Love the guy?
Says who, man?
The general managers.
There's no general. He's
but you're talking plural. About you're talking about an era of but Brett no. Favre to an era of Aaron Rodgers.
That era is not for Jordan Love. How can you blame Matt LaFleur for that?
You can and you will.
Yeah, because he got rid of Aaron Rodgers. He got rid of Devontae Adams. He decided.
Oh, God.
They could have made it happen.
But then Aaron Rodgers would be a little diva about it, too.
Yes.
Like what about Panthers head coach, Frank Wright? Let's see. What's the
isn't his first year there, too?
Yeah. 1-9.
I give him another year.
No.
Dude. One you have nine. A 5'9 quarterback, you can't expect to be fucking like C.J. Stroud over here.
Nah, well, I mean, look at C.J. Stroud and with the first-year head coach.
But like how but like DJ I said, mentioned.
C.J. Stroud, you understand that they have been drafting for a while now and they have been rebuilding since Deshaun left that team. No, since Hopkins left that team. They have been rebuilding. Yeah.
They've been on, like, they've gone down and they started drafting.
I think he's gone.
The Davis Mills was doing okay back then.
The owner for the Carolina Panthers, I think, is like the second richest in all of the league, just behind the Walmart family. But he has like no patience. That's just my two cents. That's what I've been hearing on the news.
They let go of everybody.
They did.
They let go of all their wide receivers and the number one running back, the best running back in the league, arguably. And
they say the only reason why they hired Frank Wright is because when the Panthers became a team, Frank Wright was their first quarterback drafted for the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a
homage or something?
Yeah, I say homage. So, and I feel so. But what do you guys think about Tennessee Titans?
The rebuild.
I think it's a hot mess there. I think they should have got rid of Derrick Henry.
And D-Hop.
But no, D-Hop was one of those things where they barely got him.
Yeah, but you should have still got rid of him. I mean, they did. They got rid of their safety.
But is D-Hop really a high-value receiver right now?
Not anymore.
I think after he went with the Cardinals, he's not. I think the Cardinals like ruined his stock.
Yeah,
and I think it's not Hopkins' fault. I think it's Kyler Murray's fault, 100%.
I think the head coach too, Cliff Kingsbury.
I think Cliff Kingsbury would
maybe really more good. A little more on Kyler.
Yeah, but I feel like if he had I'm gonna bash on the smaller quarterbacks. If he had a taller quarterback, I think Hopkins would have been way more successful.
But there's strong possibilities that Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. He will leave, or he'll be traded. I'm not sure what his contract is.
Mike Vrabel?
That's the head coach of the Titans. He used to play for the Patriots.
Isn't it his first year, too?
No. He's been there for a minute.
He's been there for a while.
There's strong rumors that he might want to leave the Titans and go coach for the New England Patriots.
As a coordinator?
As a head coach, if they get rid of Bill Belichick.
Well, that's the if part.
I think Bill's gone. I think
so, too.
And if... You know, Robert Kraft's like, he used to be one of our players that won a Super Bowl. He's in the
ring. Yeah, because I think the Patriots have a bad taste of Tom Brady being gone, but Bill still being there.
Yes, the Patriot way
is lopsided.
I think it needs to get cleansed.
And I can confirm that. In Pat McAfee's show, Boston Connor, he's a Patriots fan. He's like, Boston fans are just over his shit. Over like this like mentality of like it's my way. Yeah, yeah, my way or the highway. Like, nah, we're done. Like we survived with you for a couple of years to see if it's true. Clearly it's not you. So, you know,
the system that wasn't working. So it's like one of those things where like they still respect him. They still understand he's one of the greatest coaches of all time.
He's just time to go.
But it's one of those things where it's like, change. I'm sorry, but the GOAT, Tom Brady, is gone. We wanted to give you some time to see if you could, you know, pick up some of the slack. Is it completely your fault? Maybe not. Maybe you guys had a better quarterback. Maybe. But it's like you guys always been doing good with less. And I think maybe the league finally caught up to you. The league was studying for so long that they finally understand your system. And you're only able to shut down on one player. You're very one-track minded. But you understand that it's a full game. Because that's how it's always been their plan. Shut down one player and then see if you guys could outscore them.
Amen to that. But damn. So I say there's a lot more. What about the Falcons head coach, Arthur Smith?
I don't like him.
I think he's very warm. Hot seat. He might not get fired. I don't think he'll get fired this year. But
I think that the fans are a little distracted about where that team came from the last 2 years or 2 years ago. Because I think they're like, there's light in the behind the tunnel now with, I think, Desmond Ryder versus when they had.
I don't think so. That's the case. They don't think so? They benched Desmond Ryder for
Taylor Heineke, but now they benched Tyler for Desmond again, and Desmond's the starter for the rest of the season. So honestly,
I like Taylor Heineke too. It's one of those things where he was good in Washington. I just feel like he wasn't.
Now he's not producing anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's a quarterback carousel going on in that organization, too.
As we
Johnny speak. Smith is the only person I know that's been progressing in that team. He's actually been scoring a touchdown, Johnny Smith.
What about Bijan Robinson?
No, MIA, man. This guy
has been MIA.
Tyler like first Allgeier. Round pick of a running back, and you barely use him. I am pissed because I drafted him, and he's like, at best, a flex at a running back.
That's because they're doing a committee with the other guy. Allgeier.
Yeah, Tyler.
They're doing the same thing that the Cowboys did. They're doing everything because Bijan, he's great. He's a great player, man. It's just that Allgeier is getting a lot more of the red zone.
Which is bullshit. But I think that's enough bashing before Thanksgiving. Let's wrap it up, boys. Thanksgiving picks. Packers at Lions. I mean, if this is a classic. If this is a classic, it is a classic. Packers at Lions.
Yes, sir. Lions.
Packers, they don't come up, man. They just won the last game.
Shut the fuck, dude.
I'm picking the Lions. The front
door. Commanders versus. Okay, so that's a 9:30 a.m. Yes. Pacific Standard Time. 12:30.
Amon-Ra Brown for the win.
No, I'm gonna say Jared Goff hands it off to the running back, the rookie running back.
Jahir Gibbs.
Yes, hands it off, and he breaks for a long rushing touchdown.
No, David Montgomery is gonna.
David Montgomery, he's been on. Yeah. He's been like trying to win that position.
Trash team, literally. Trash because they're
come on, just say it.
I gotta give some context. No, trash because they're trash. In the stadium, literally had no hot water.
Literally, all of them are trash.
Commanders at Cowboys.
This should be a good game.
Let me pull it up.
Cowboys.
Someone said that Cowboys are the first team in NFL history to get several teams on a bye week.
Yeah, dude, they've been beating out trash teams.
Well, it's like trash. It's like a joke because like the Commanders, the Giants, the Titans, like Panthers, like they're the first team to get like so many bye weeks.
I see.
Like if the script is good, the NFL script is really good this year for the Cowboys.
They got smacked by the Eagles at some point in time. They're not going to be able to challenge another team that's good.
And another team that smacked them, the Niners, because that's how 49ers, the 49ers fan sounds like the Niners. Take on the Flying Birds, the Seahawks, and the cold Seattle.
Okay.
What?
I will
Niners at Seattle. Where did?
Yeah.
That's right.
So I think the Niners,
Kenneth Walker,
the Seahawks and the Rams are like the joke of that division.
Kenneth Walker is
the Seahawks and the Rams. You really outsourcing the Cardinals right now?
I think the Cardinals are better than those two teams.
Kenneth Walker is.
Kyler Murray's back, guys.
Kenneth Walker is listed as doubtful. There.
The other guy's been doing good though.
Who? Kenneth Walker is listed as doubtful, and Geno Smith is listed as questionable.
I think Geno Smith would play. Kenneth Walker would not.
Yeah.
Can the Legion of Boom hold off McCaffrey?
No. The Legion of Boom does not.
I'm taking the Niners. I hate it, but I'm taking the Niners.
Too. I hate them.
And we
Seahawks.
And we
actually at SoFi Stadium, they were announcing the scores for the 49ers and the Buccaneers on Sunday. And everybody, even the Seahawks fans, were like booing. And Rams fans and Seahawks are like, yeah, they fucking suck. Like shaking hands.
No,
like,
fuck that. Them. I'm going with Seahawks. Yeah, F the Niners. We're going with Seahawks. I'm running with the Seahawks now.
I don't think the Seahawks are bad.
Shut up. And we play this Friday, the first ever Black Friday game.
Thank God for football.
The Miami Dolphins take on the trash number two of the league.
The Broncos?
New York Jets. The Broncos have been doing good, man. The Broncos have been like, what, three-game, four-game winning
streak? Didn't I tell you they're going to win last week?
I don't know.
I told you guys.
I don't know.
I
don't remember.
I don't remember.
It's probably on record.
What?
I don't remember.
What is on record?
Is it on record? I don't know. I think I might
have cut it off. What? The Broncos? You guys looked at me all crazy.
I think the audio was corrupted. I don't think so, but, you know. Yeah, I think you picked the Vikings. I think we all picked the Vikings. Shout out. But... trash number two, Jets play the Dolphins.
Jets versus Dolphins?
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
And I'll say the Dolphins, the Jets, they have no upside.
Yeah. And we roll to Monday. Buccaneers at Colts.
Wait, there's no games on Sunday?
That's what I said. We roll to Sunday.
No, you said Monday.
Sunday.
Okay.
No, he said Monday.
I'm telling you, this guy says stuff when he doesn't say stuff.
Yeah, he said Monday right now.
That's what I'm saying. Man. You really trust his opinion?
I plead the fifth. Kiss my ass.
We're rolling to Sunday.
Buccaneers at Colts.
Buccaneers.
Colts.
Patriots at Giants. Trash number three versus trash number five.
Giants.
Saquon's going to have a monster night.
Giants. Steelers at Bengals. They fired Matt Canada.
Finally.
The OC.
The OC.
The OC.
I think.
God, the Steelers.
The Bengals lost Joe Burrow.
Damn, the battle of the
Bengals. Yeah, he's gone, so, huh?
I'm going to take the Steelers defense.
Yeah,
I notice I said Steelers defense, not their offense.
Who's their backup?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I think the Steelers have a better
Joe upside. Mixon's about to have a monster game.
Someone said fire sale on all wide receivers from the Bengals because they're trash now. We'll see.
Pretty much. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd.
T. Higgins is still out, isn't he?
No, he's playing.
Now he's back.
You got hurt last game. He wasn't playing last week.
He wasn't playing last week.
That's why I lost.
But now he's playing. Bro.
You didn't. No, you beat me.
Ah, even with teleport out.
You
mean T. Higgins?
Yeah, because
T. Higgins.
Guess who got hurt? Joe Burrow.
Yeah. The only person actually providing
for. So,
Steelers.
Steelers, too.
Bengals.
Lame. Panthers. What do you mean?
They're gonna be the team without their main guy. It's gonna be the Steelers.
You really think this?
Yes, I think.
Against TJ Watt. Against Cameron Hayward. Against Patrick Peterson. Is Minka Fitzpatrick back?
I think.
I know he's hurt.
I haven't heard of.
Yes, I would pick the Bengals. I feel like when you count them down, I feel like I'll put my bet. Yeah.
All right. Count this: Panthers at Titans.
Too bad.
Battle. Damn, trash number four. This is trash number four versus trash number seven.
I don't want to pick because they're both bad.
I'll pick the Titans, man. Titans. I need Derrick Henry to do something. I'll go with Derrick Henry.
Huh? You go with just against the grain.
I need Derrick Henry.
Yeah, someone needs to win. Okay. Titans. Okay. Jaguars at Texans. Ooh. Divisional.
Jaguars.
At Texans.
Jaguars.
Texans, because fucking
Trevor Lawrence.
CJ Stroud looks like a god as a rookie.
It's all right.
I'm taking the Texans.
I haven't really.
It's a free agent after this year.
Finally.
He blew up last game, yeah.
He blew up last game.
For the first time this whole season.
No, that is
bull. He's been okay.
He had like three or four good games.
Yeah.
Three. Not good enough for a number one overall pick.
I picked him up in the third round.
I picked him up in the second.
That's your fault.
Saints at Falcons. Falcons.
Wait, Saints at Falcons?
Falcons.
Saints? What the
fuck? Fuck off.
I mean, no, Saints. Every time I pick the Saints.
Falcons. Rams at Cardinals. I swear, if you say anything other than that,
Cardinals,
you can kiss my ass.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Call of Duty Murray is back.
I'm going to need Marquise Brown to blow up, and I think this is a team.
Against Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald does not play corner.
Hey, but he scares the shit out of Kyler. He's like, come here, little boy.
Kyler can run away.
He's like he ran away against you guys, and he scored a touchdown.
Yes, yeah, exactly like that. That's the word he's wanting. Okay.
Browns at Broncos.
I'm thinking the Broncos, Mile High all day.
Really?
I think the Browns.
They don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a running back.
And they signed Joe Flacco to their practice squad.
Yeah, he's going to be a. Fuck it.
Joe Flacco, what, 2 year retired?
Basically, yeah.
He retired for a half a year, man.
I don't know. What wasn't he on a bench for the Broncos for a while?
I'm taking the Browns defense.
Joe Flacco?
Yes.
No, he just got signed. He just got signed this week.
With who? Wait. I can clarify. What was the question?
He was with the Broncos.
He was with the Broncos, you're right. Then with the Jets, then his career faded.
Yes.
And then he got back with the Browns.
Yes.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
I'm taking the Browns defense. The
Browns defense.
I predict the Browns defense.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Browns are going to win that game.
What's the record for the Broncos? 5-5.
They're three winning streak.
They're a better record than you.
I guess.
They were butt cheeks.
Bills at Eagles.
They have a better record than you, too. By a landslide.
That's just one.
We're butt cheeks.
Bills at Eagles. I'm taking Eagles Mafia.
Yep. Eagles.
Bills?
Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles squad.
I'm taking the Bills.
The Bills can suck my caquita.
Bills. Stephon Diggs better have a good game, man.
You're just jinxing it. You better not.
AJ Brown is the best wide receiver in the whole league right now.
Better than Tyreek?
Just under Tyreek. What do you mean?
He's better than
you saved
Stephon
your ass
Diggs.
Right there.
Okay, cool. Then you're picking the opposition. Okay.
No, what sense. I'm saying is. You're going against one of the best wide receivers. Anomaly.
Total diva. Tyreek Hill. Total diva and wide receiver. And a knucklehead and quarterback.
You're saying that the Philadelphia doesn't have a running game?
No, Bills.
No.
What do you mean?
With the Eagles.
Bills don't have a running game. Bills have a.
What do you mean? James Cook, I think he's back to back 100 yards and he scored a touchdown last week.
Ooh, 100. Come talk to me when you guess 150 or 200.
Talk to me when they make it to the fucking Super Bowl. And win.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
No disrespect.
A guaranteed dub for the Chiefs.
What are they playing?
I wonder who. The silver and black.
Yeah, we're going to dominate that game.
Is that Sunday night? Tell me it's Sunday night.
It is Sunday normal time, 1:25.
Fuck. It's gonna be a great game.
You know, have Chiefs? I don't think Chiefs ever lost back to back.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Have the Raiders lost back to back?
This is a new era.
Have the Raiders lost back to back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with T-Swift and TC.
Those tickets are going to be so expensive. The Raiders state is already expensive enough. Now adding the Chiefs? Oh, my Lord.
We're 2-1 with O'Connell and the new head coach.
You say if you could, you will trade it. You will get a high draft pick to get a quarterback. Don't come chirping at me with these
O'Connell. What do you mean?
What do I mean? You're willing to trade this man away, but then you'd be like, oh, we got O'Connell, though.
The guy's good.
Chiefs, Raiders. Let's move on. And Sunday Night Football, which I think is going to be, I think it's going to be a good game.
It's bullshit.
I agree.
Ravens at Chargers.
Ravens all the way.
I think Ravens will win too.
I think I'm a Ravens fan this year, man. I've been going for the Ravens.
I want the Ravens, but I'm going to go against the Grand.
I know you don't like Lamar Jackson.
I love Lamar Jackson. No. Give the man the. But they lost Mark Andrews.
But I think they started flourishing with the new one.
What's his name?
Likely is good, dude.
Likely?
Yeah, the few times that Mark Andrews, because this is not the first rodeo Mark Andrews out. Likely has stepped up every single time. Mm-hmm. And the thing, too, is that this time, Lamar Jackson, with Andrews being out, he really was able to hit OBJ. He was able to hit, actually, for some reason, Rashad Bateman. And he was also able to hit Nelson Aguilar. Even though that pass was kind of finicky, like it was kind of weird. It was one of those weird passes where they got tipped in the air.
Yeah.
Perfectly landed in Nelson Aguilar's hand. Everybody was kind of tripped out, and he just ran it in for an easy touchdown.
I'm going to go. I want Ravens to win, but I'm going to go with against you guys. I'm going to take in the Chargers. And we finished up Sunday Night Football. I always
knew you were a Chargers fan.
Wait, what? I thought Sunday Night Football.
I'm sorry, Monday Night Football. I did catch myself on this one. I did say Sunday.
Oh, my. That was the third time
Sunday, Monday, tomato, okay? It's the day before Thanksgiving. All I'm thinking about is food and football. Monday Night Football, we finished with trash bag number one. Guess who's trash bag number one?
I haven't been paying attention.
I've been saying a lot of trash bags, but like this is the leading the trash bags.
Okay.
It's not the Panthers, obviously.
No, he's number two.
How's the Panthers number two?
I think, in my opinion, this is the trash.
Who's the 1-19?
Panthers.
Yes.
And this team is 3-8, but granted, they won one or two with a backup.
Is that even a possible record? 3-8?
Just say it.
The Bears.
Oh, yeah, the Bears.
So, okay, what trash bag is the Bears then? If you guys say Panthers is one.
I say the Bears are like probably like five.
So, who's two then? Jets?
Oh, the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are 2-9.
What do you mean?
All right. Whoa, keep going.
Versus the Bears versus the engineer, the Vikings.
Who's the engineer?
Joshua Dobbs. He's an aerospace engineer.
Oh, yeah. He finished his degree.
I know.
Big brain.
Vikings.
Bears.
The Bears.
And that's how we wrap it up. Thank you so much. No. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. DJ has officially taken the Bears against the Vikings. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have all a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoy their turkey and ham. Bye-bye.